All's well that ends well. In the year 1300 and something, the Countess of Roussillon was unhappy in her palace near the Pyrenees. She had lost her husband, and the King of France had summoned her son Bertram to Paris, hundreds of miles away. Bertram was a pretty youth with curling hair, finely arched eyebrows, and eyes as keen as a hawk's. He was as proud as ignorance could make him, and would lie with a face like truth itself to gain a selfish end. But a pretty youth is a pretty youth, and Helena was in love with him. Helena was the daughter of a great doctor who had died in the service of the Count of Roussillon. Her sole fortune consisted in a few of her father's prescriptions. When Bertram had gone, Helena's forlorn look was noticed by the Countess, who told her that she was exactly the same to her as her own child. Tears then gathered in Helena's eyes, for she felt that the Countess made Bertram seem like a brother whom she could never marry. The Countess guessed her secret forthwith, and Helena confessed that Bertram was to her as the sun is to the day. She hoped, however, to win this son by earning the gratitude of the King of France, who suffered from a lingering illness which made him lame. The great doctors attached to the court despaired of curing him, but Helena had confidence in a prescription which her father had used with success. Taking an affectionate leave of the Countess, she went to Paris and was allowed to see the King. He was very polite, but it was plain he thought her a quack.
"It would not become me," he said, "to apply to a simple maiden for the relief which all the learned doctors cannot give me."
"Heaven uses weak instruments sometimes," said Helena, and she declared.